Jim Malone here from Dell's Trading Floor. Sorry about that. It looks like I tried to go live on TikTok and I had a technical glitch. They keep changing the interface on this, so I need to get on that. But anyway, so let's try it again here. We're gonna definitely go through some stuff today on the show, and I really appreciate you jumping over here. Hopefully you can see this. Let's get into the slides. Basically, we are still in a power trend, which is a good thing because that means it's still a good time to come out of cash and be in the market. So definitely something that we want to look at. We're in a power trend. So I've been moving as well. Let's see if we can, there we go. Okay. I've been moving more into the market as well. So, we're starting to see, some action. We're finally after about, we've been really in a downtrend for about 2 years. So, here's what I've got currently. This is my, lineup in terms of the stocks that I've got. FLNC, that was down today. It pulled back a little bit. I've also in Google, I did reduce my position in Google a little bit. I cut it in half. I took some profits there. Also, I've been buying Palantir. Now, it was down about 4%, but remember, it's a fairly cheap stock. It's gotten as high as, 16. It's currently at 1469. TTD, the trade desk, that definitely is in there as well. And Tesla, of course, that was up today. Again, this is about the fourth day in a row that Tesla was up to 224.57. Now, it did start out a little bit higher today. I did buy a little bit more, 225. It's pulled back from that, but it's still up for the day. So that's looking good. Also, I've been reducing my position in PATH. And also in Samsara, but overall, I can't complain. Now, I did sell my position in, IoT Samsara. I did it at last, kind of just right at very close to the end of the day. I did buy some AMD, and I want to show you the chart for AMD because I think if you didn't get into, if you weren't able to get into, if you weren't able to get into NVIDIA, this might be an alternative here. Advanced micro devices. So here we go. We're basically up. We're very far extended, unfortunately, but we did pull back right to the 10-day line. That's kind of where I told everybody yesterday that I was gonna start buying a position at the 10-day line, and the reason I did it, of course, is because that's sort of where, that's sort of where we're seeing some support there. So we're at 117.89. So this is possibly a place that we could probably get in to AMD. If you'll notice, we came up here at about 125. Then we pulled back. We're still pretty far extended above this this cup. So normally I wouldn't buy here, but I just think that there's just been so much interest in the chips that, definitely have to do something here. So I just kind of wanted to show you that particular one. Got a stock of the day. It's Verx. They make software for the tax area. It's done very, very well. It broke out above a 22.98. Buy point. Let's look at it really quick on the live chart. VERX. And let's take a look at that one. And it is basically, it's a relatively new stock it goes back to September 2020, but it's where when an IPO came down and then made a move above the pivot here. And then we've got another pivot, which has come up. So it's stair-stepping. This is a good sign in terms of the action. So definitely something to look at. If we look at the 15-minute chart on this one, you can see there's probably a good entry. It did gap up as it came up today, pulled back, and then ended the day higher than where it started. So this might be actionable as well. I don't currently have this. I don't currently have this stock, but I am looking at it potentially for a future buy. So thanks for bearing with me with all my technical difficulties, everybody on TikTok. Thank you so much. I'm eventually going to get it so that I can broadcast everything from one feed. And boy, I tell you what, if I can do that, if anybody out there knows how to do that, I'm all ears, because I just, it seems like I'm always, when I'm trying to start the show, I'm always messing up with the feed, either on YouTube or on TikTok. So thanks for bearing with me. Let's look at Apple. Thanks so much for tuning in. You know, Apple, of course, is the most valuable stock in the world. And definitely, you know, we need to kind of look at it to see if we could possibly get into it. It pulled back to the 10-day line here. So this is kind of a good story. When a stock is making the right move, now it does have a little bit of an issue in terms of the relative strength. It's still really good. It's 89, which is in the top 11% of the market. So that's pretty good. But as you can see, we came up here really off the bottom, you know, really at 124. That was right back here at the beginning of January. And we've just, it's just gone up straight. I mean, look at that. It just gone up straight. Notice here that back in the middle of March, we had the Golden Cross. That's the 50-day moving above the 200-day. That's showing a lot of strength. And then it's just kind of continued up on this course. Now, can we buy it here? Well, here's what I would do. I think that might pull down as low as the 21-day line. That's this green line here. So let's see how far extended above that it is, so we could possibly set a limit order. Because if we want to get into this, and I definitely think it's worth it, yeah, we could definitely buy it here. The 21-day line is 175.16, so it's $1.52% above that 21-day line. So it's real close to that 21-day. This is a good place. If you want to add, this is a good time, because we are in a power trend. And I want to show you that on the NASDAQ. So let's take a look at the NASDAQ real quick. See if I can show you this. Let's see. NASDAQ. Nope. That's the advice. Oh, let's look at the advanced decline line on the New York Stock Exchange. That would be, you know, I don't know if that would probably be better. Let's just look at the Qs. Q, Q, Q. That's the easy way to go. There we go. Come on. There we go. Okay, so now we have the Qs. This is the QQQ, and this shows the overall market, the top 100 stocks in the NASDAQ. Now, of course, Apple is a big part of that. We did today, we pulled down to the support on the 10-day line. I think it's going to reverse here. So I think tomorrow we're probably going to look at seeing this thing move higher. Because Apple is such a large part of the NASDAQ, I think that we could safely say that probably this is a good place to buy Apple, because I think there's a very good chance tomorrow that we're going to see Apple pull back to the we're going to see it bounce probably here at the 21-day line. Just looking at the volume, you know, we've had some selling for 3 days. We've had down volume for 3 days. I think very, very likely Apple is going to move higher tomorrow. That's my guess. And of course, you know, this is like predicting the weather. So I'm not, you know, please don't take this to the bank. But based on the NASDAQ, and of course, Apple is one of the largest weightings in the NASDAQ, I think the NASDAQ is going to get support at the 10-day line. If it does, it's very likely that Apple, which is the largest component in it, will bounce. So looking very, very good. Let's take a look. I want to kind of look at some of the other, you know, kind of just look at the fundamentals on Apple a little bit, you know, to see kind of what's going on here. Oh, there we go. Okay, so let's look at some of the fundamentals on Apple. And I'm just going to go over here. Yeah, let's see. There we go. Hopefully it'll let me. There we go. Okay, it's letting me see it now. And of course, this is the these are the fundamental boxes here. Last quarter, we did have a little bit of a deceleration in their earnings, and so they were essentially flat quarter over quarter. So we didn't make any, but Apple is still, you know, has this tremendous cash flow, $6.96 a share, and the PE ratio is quite good at 30. So I think we're going to see it continue to move higher. And I'm currently not in Apple, I think that Apple has become essentially a market perform stock. And what I mean by that is that, you know, because it's so large, it's going to really run with the NASDAQ. So, you know, you might be better off buying the QQQ because it gives you a little bit more diversification. But I definitely think we're going to probably see the NASDAQ move higher tomorrow. So also, let's take a look at Amazon. Thank you so much for these questions. These are great. These are ones that I want to review too. AMZN is Amazon. And come on there. We go. There's Amazon coming up. Okay, let's go to the daily chart first for Amazon. And I'm just going to jump over to the daily chart. There we go. Okay, for Amazon, same kind of situation that we had with Apple. We've pulled to the 10-day line. So it's moved up and then pulled to the 10-day line. These two stocks, Amazon and Apple, tend to follow the QQQ very, very closely because they tend to make up a large part of the NASDAQ 100, which is what the QQQ is. And so this probably is going to reverse tomorrow as well. You can see this is sort of how it's been trading. It's coming up. It's sticking above the 10-day line. The 10-day line is this pink line. It's come up, pulled back, come up, pulled back. And then I think we're going to get a bounce tomorrow. That's what it's looking like anyways. We do have fairly high volume, but I definitely think we're going to get a bounce. The question is, can we buy it at this point? Let's just take a look to see if this is viable as well. Yeah, we could definitely buy it here. It's 3% above the 21-day line. Within 5%, that's a good way to go if we're in an upper trend. This is not a primary buy point, but it's a secondary buy point. And also, I want to show you this too. We have the Golden Cross, which happened here. The 50-day line moved above the 200-day line. That's a very, very bullish sign. That basically happened in just basically in, you know, the end of May. We sort of had the Golden Cross come in. And so it's looking good. I mean, it's looking really, really good. I definitely think that you could you could size a position in Amazon. It's looking very strong right now on the technicals. You know, and that's definitely something good. All right, let's take a look and see. Palantir. Now, I've been acquiring a large position. This is coming from TikTok. This is a question from TikTok. So, and I'm going to just put it up here. I don't have the ability, unfortunately, to totally. I can see the chat from. I can see the chat from. YouTube, but I can't see it from TikTok. I can't put it up on the screen from TikTok, unfortunately. But let's take a look at Palantir, PLTR. This was just zooming yesterday. It's corrected a little bit today, but it's still very much within bounds. It's very, very much within bounds here. It just shot up yesterday. I was buying it. And it looks like it's come down, and it looks like it's going to get some support right at the 10-day line. Let's take a look here and see. Okay, yeah. Okay, so on the technicals, we're still really extended on it. We're 15% above the 21-day line. So this is not necessarily the greatest place to buy it. I bought it just because I've been in the name, and I can show you my buy points. Let's do that real quick. So you can see where I bought it. There we go. Okay, you can see here, this is my markup on it. I started buying it right below the pivot. The pivot is 1031. It came up, I bought, and then I continued to add. And then I added yesterday, probably not the greatest thing. I added 100 shares at 1675. So that's a little bit high. This is the danger by the way, and you can see I added here, 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 here. I just thought this was going to get away from me, so I added a little bit too much. So I kind of broke my own rule there. Basically, the best thing to do is always to, you know, add a little bit less each time and then try to get it as close to that 21-day line. But still, I'm still in the stock, and I definitely think it's going to get support here. It's going to probably get some support, and we'll see what happens. But right now, I think you got to be careful with a position in Palantir. So we kind of got to wait for the next opportunity, and that's always a tough thing. So I say, you know, wait and watch list. PLTR. We're going to get another chance on this, but right now, I think it's kind of run its course. So I would be a little bit careful here and not buy Palantir at this level. I would wait on this one until we get a little bit of a base, and that may happen relatively soon. But right now, this is probably run its course. And hopefully we'll get some support here. I'm going to be putting my stop loss right here at about 1275. So that's where I'm going to put my stop loss for Palantir. But thanks for the question. So good question. All right, let's look. I guess some other people some chance here. Amazon LSCC. This is another great one. LSCC. Thank you. Thank you, Rana. LSCC is Lattice Semi. This is definitely the group to be buying in, is the semiconductor group. Now, I did buy some AMD today, probably a little bit late to the party. Here's what's going on with Lattice, LSCC. It's in this consolidation. That's the bottom there, about 75 here. And then here's the top of the consolidation. It's in the downward leg of the consolidation. This is what happens when a stock is in a consolidation. It'll go up, it'll then come back down, and then bottom, and then it'll come back up. So right now we're at the very beginnings of it, so I probably would not be a buyer of it here. If we were to draw a reversal line, it's basically going to be about like that. So if we were to set an alert on it, you know, we would want to be coming above the above the 50-day line. Here's what I would do with Lattice. If I wanted to get into Lattice, I would buy at the 50-day line, 85.88. That's where I would buy Lattice. It needs to get a little bit more strength. I think it might, you know, it's right at the 21-day line, which isn't a bad place to buy it. Yeah, see, we're right at the 21-day line. We could probably start a smaller position here, a half position, and then follow it up with a quarter position at the 10-day line. So we could probably buy it here. It's not extended, but we have to make sure that it's reversing higher. Definitely looks like it. If we look at the relative strength line, that's starting to point up, which is a good sign. So that's basically what's happened. I think that, you know, it's come down. It's basically gotten supported about 75.16. It came up to the, it came all the way back up to the 50-day line. It got resistance there. It came back down almost, but this is good, to a little bit higher. So you can see it's making progress. I definitely think that, you know, it's likely that, it's probably going to settle here a little bit and then move higher. So probably I would be waiting to come in on full guns on in this one. I want to see it really reverse its trend higher, but a good, great stock. And so I wouldn't buy this one right now. I would wait. I would wait on this one. So I would wait list LSCC. Now, if we take a look at another one in the chip group, of course, this has been a hugely strong group. Let's take a look at the leader, and that, of course, is NVIDIA. And I want to look at NVIDIA just quickly. NVDA, of course, is the symbol for NVIDIA. NVIDIA may be giving us another chance to get in. I know this is a super expensive stock. It closed today 374. But if you'll notice, we had this gap up. This is when it had its earnings. And then it gapped up, came up all the way to 400, and then kind of went past it. But it's got resistance at 400. Now it's at the 10-day line. We possibly could buy it here because this is probably where it's going to reverse, and it's going to reverse higher. So we're within 7% of the 21-day line. The 10-day line, well, we're doing pretty good on that. We're just a little bit below this. So possibly instead of buying Lattice, why not consider buying the leader, and that's NVIDIA. Let's kind of compare them both to see kind of how they've both been doing against each other. I like Lattice a lot, so I'm not dogging on it, but I think NVIDIA is the clear leader here. So let's look since April and kind of see what's cooking here. So I'm gonna show you I'm gonna show you the comparison here. And let's do that real quick. I'm going to show you the comparison chart. There we go. All right, here we go. So here's the comparison between both of the stocks. I hope you can see this. Sometimes the line isn't that good. LSCC is a little bit underperforming a lot, actually, NVIDIA. This is since April. So I definitely think that even though NVIDIA is kind of pulling back here a little bit, I still think that, you know, NVIDIA is the one to have, and I would rather have a fewer shares of NVIDIA than more shares of LSCC. And I definitely think NVIDIA is going to be giving us NVIDIA is going to be giving us another chance to come in. So that's kind of my take here. Now, I have been buying today I bought AMD. That's another one that definitely can look at. This one has been pulling back as well. This is getting support, as you can see, right at the 10-day line. So this one, as you can, there you go. So I probably overshot here. I bought at 121. Well, we're down to 117. But I definitely think that was, you know, I bought here, and I think we're going to get some support right at the 10-day line. So hopefully we'll get some support here, and it'll move higher. But I'm going to be putting my stop loss basically right here at the 21-day line. The 21-day line, 111.50. So that's kind of another one that you might want to kind of take a look at is AMD. All right. Thank you so much. Let's look at Tesla. As you know, I have a fairly large share of my portfolio in Tesla. I mean, all my portfolios, I have four that I'm running right now. Are in Tesla, and it has been doing very well. I'll show you. There we go. You can see my markups here. Let's kind of take the markups up because it kind of makes it hard to see sometimes. There we go. So I'm just taking the markups off. But you can see this is sort of what's been going on with Tesla here is that, you know, we're starting to get a lot of strength coming in. The first of the three major index lines has crossed the 200-day. The 10-day line just crossed. The 10-day line just crossed higher above the 200-day line. That's bullish. We're going to get ready to see the 21-day line cross above that, and then when we get the 50-day line, that's the golden cross. So right now it's trading below that. So we're starting to see some strength in Tesla. Look at that. I mean, look at all the people that are piling in. This is institutional investment here, by the way. This kind of volume. So we're starting to see people come back into Tesla. And part of the reason is this overhead supply situation. This overhead supply situation that we have. And that basically is here. This is the line of overhead supply. I know I'm going through this really quickly. Most of the people bought. That's why this pivot, as you can see, is so critical, because as we move above this level, the people that bought back here, they mostly have sold out now. They're starting to, you know, when it started to take its dive, these people were selling. And these people typically held it and they lost money. But now, as we move above that, if we can hold above this level, about the 220 level, and we're at 224, then I think we have a pretty solid runway for Tesla all the way up to about 300. And that's where this comes in. This is the next higher high is there. So I think that we have potentially this amount of runway to go in this time. I think we're going to go, if we can hold above about this 225 level, I think we're going to be all the way up to about 300. So about $75 a share, which I think is going to happen because it looks like it's going to break out of this consolidation. The top of the consolidation is 217. And now that we're at 224, and if we can hold it, we will be probably broken out of the consolidation. I'm taking a look here at the 15-minute chart. What this does is this kind of shows us a little bit more of the intraday action, but the pivot is right here, and then it gapped up. Notice how this is why pivots are so important. As it came above that pivot and there was buying action, notice how it gapped up here. We had a gap up basically back here at the beginning of June. That's when I started accumulating it. We had a gap up here on the intraday chart, and that was the open for today. Now it pulled back, and then it's starting to make its move up. But we've definitely moved above resistance, and that's what's interesting about this. So I definitely think that we can potentially go as high as about 300. I think that in this thing, I think we can basically go from about there to there. I think we have potential to go to about 300. Now, of course, it's not going to go up straight. It's going to come up. Now, here's the thing about Tesla. It's been up one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 days in a row. So, you know, if it does pull back a little bit here, don't be surprised, because it's typically very hard for a stock to go up every day. Now, it's been up 9 days in a row. So I definitely see a lot of strength here. Now, the question is, where can we buy it? Where is there a way we can get in? We unfortunately really don't have a good place to buy it. The 21-day line is way back here at 195. So I think we're just going to have to wait. I think you're going to have to wait for a pullback. This is the stock you want to buy in a pullback. So there you go. All right. Thanks for that so much. I probably went through too much detail. Question, what's your take on ETFs? Is it good for investing for retirement? It depends. It depends. And if you recommend any retirement strategy, yes. Okay. Disclaimer, I can't give any finance. I can't give any finance information, but I tell you what, I do have a way that I think it could do real well, just buying ETFs. And this is I did not invent this strategy. This strategy was invented by, by Investor Business Daily, but I love this strategy, and I want to see if I can show you this, this strategy. And this is, again, I'm just showing this for demonstration purposes only. I'm not trying to give you any information here that you won't normally see. And this is called the ETF strategy. And basically the way this works is, basically every time the market changes direction from a confirmed uptrend to an uptrend under pressure to a confirmed uptrend to a market in correction, you basically change the exposure to an ETF. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to show you kind of where to go on that. I'm going to take, first of all, look at some of the best ETF. Oops, those best ETFs. Goodness gracious. Yeah, I don't know if I can get this up for you. Hold on. Again, I'm trying to trying to do stuff here that I don't know if I can do. So let's see where this is. All right. Here we go. This is called the ETF market strategy, and it's definitely something that I think that and of course it doesn't let me because I don't have my premium. I didn't buy the premium thing. But anyways, the way it works basically is it every time the market moves to a confirmed uptrend, and I'll show you this on, and I'm going into a lot of detail here. But part of the reason I show this symbol here, this green symbol here, is this is the market in a confirmed uptrend. Now, if the market is in a confirmed uptrend, the way this works is, if the market is in a confirmed uptrend, you want to buy the first day that it moves to a confirmed uptrend. You want to buy an ETF like the QQQ. So if it moves to the confirmed uptrend, you want to buy something like the QQQ. So that would be a good way to go. Now, when this moves to a uptrend under pressure, you want to sell 50% of that and be at 50% in cash. And if it goes into market pressure, you want to sell it all and then wait for it to come back to a confirmed uptrend. I'll probably cover this in more detail. Probably I need to make a video on this one because it's a little bit too much difficult to do here. But you definitely can do this. And by the way, if you use this strategy, it's very, very likely that you can outperform about 40% of all the hedge fund managers. So this works, and I will put it out there to everybody. It's called the ETF strategy, and I definitely put symbols on it. So when we change from a uptrend under pressure, there's three states of the market. There's either a confirmed uptrend, which we're in now, a uptrend under pressure, which is an amber color, or a red color, which is a market in correction. And that's what you want to do. You want to basically use those to basically know when to buy and sell when to buy and sell each of the ETF. Now, the ETF, probably the best ETF to use for this is the QQQ. So let's kind of look at this really quickly here with the QQQ. When we move to a confirmed uptrend, when the entire market moves to a confirmed uptrend, that's when you want to start buying. That's when you want to start buying the stock. Now, when did it move to a confirmed uptrend? It basically moved to a confirmed uptrend basically here, when the Q's back here in April, about mid-April, it moved from essentially an uptrend under pressure to a confirmed uptrend, and that's where it's been ever since. So that's basically what you do is when the market changes from a essentially flat to an uptrend, we're in a power trend, that's when you buy the ETF. Now, when the market changes down, you change. So here's how it kind of works on this from here to here. The market essentially was up until the beginning of the year, the market was in a downtrend. So you'd be essentially all in cash. And then starting in January, we started to see this movement of the market up. Basically what you do is when the market starts to move up, the QQQ market starts to market up, that's when you buy it. So I will cover this in more detail. I know that I'm going over it very, very quickly, but you definitely can do this. And it works great. All right, let's look at, okay, let's see. If no interest rate in June, which stock profits the most? Good question. If there's a prolonged or high interest rate next year, how does it affect the markets? Well, that's a really, these are great questions. I'm trying to give you the best answers that I can. Believe me, I'm not an expert on this, but definitely, here's the thing you got to watch out for. The retail stocks, when interest rates go up, the retail stocks get hit hard. Okay, so you got to be very careful with them. Home Depot has announced that they're probably going to have lower profits this year. So, you know, you can make a ton of money in retail, but you just don't want to be, when interest rates go higher, you don't want to be in that area of the market. Right now, the market, even with the higher interest rates, where the money is going is in, is right now is going into tech, right? Right now it's going into tech. Now, if we have high interest rates, it's likely to also affect commodities. And if you know, and oil has been down as of late, but if we have extended inflation, oil is probably going to be the place to be. It's not been performing that well. That's why I haven't been in it, but very likely that is likely to change. I want to show you the XLE. And I like this sector better than gold. And the reason I like it, of course, is because it's in, until we get electric cars, everything is going to be, is still really dependent on oil. Now, we did bottom on oil right here. Now, the Saudis just announced that they're going to cut production into the summer. I suspect we're going to see some inflation in the oil sector. You know, and the question is, how can we benefit from that? Well, right now, you know, right now I wouldn't be buying oil stocks just because the it's been down. But if we change, but there is an opportunity to buy oil service stocks, and that's Tidewater, TWD. Tidewater probably is a good one to buy here. But I suspect if we get higher interest rates, we're very likely, we're very, very likely to get more interest in the oil. In oil, but right now is not the time to buy it. So, but that's a really, really good question. And yeah, it's a really, really good question. All right. Let's go back here. Sometimes let's go back. And I'm sorry that I, there we go. I'm sorry. LCC. Oh, okay. Let's look at Plug. Plug is one of the, I think one of the EV charging stocks. PLUG. You also might want to look at Blink Charging. I haven't traded that one in a long time. This is Plug Power, and we're going to look basically at the monthly chart. You can see it's really not doing that well. It's in a downward trend. We did start to, we might have bottomed here, but the relative strength is 7. Just not something I would buy here. Now, if you're down more than 7% on this one, I would sell it. And the reason why is because, well, it's still in a downward trend. Now, it had until it can move above that 200-day line, it's probably not buyable. So let's look at it. Yeah, we're way below the 200-day line here on Plug, as you can see. We've started to see a little bit of a bottom here, and you know, we are holding the 50-day line. But right now, I would be a little bit careful with buying this. Notice the overall trend of Plug. It's going, essentially, I always think of these as like airline flights. It's going from Seattle to Miami. We don't want to be on that trip. We want to be Los Angeles to New York because we want to see an upward trend, not a downward trend. So I would avoid this one. I would absolutely avoid this one. Picking the bottom is very, very hard. It's better to do a trend trade. I'm a trend trader. I want to see it trending up. I want to get on the escalator, ride it up a few floors, and then jump off. I don't want to get on and figure out where's the down, where how low does it go? Because I'm not good at picking bottoms or picking tops. I'm looking for momentum. So that's kind of my take on that. All right, let's see. Is GPI a buy? Let's look at GPI. GPI. There we go. Well, I like Group 1 off. The only thing is I'm a little bit afraid of this area because of the credit situation. It is in the buy zone right now. So you're definitely right. It is in the buy zone. Let's take a look. And it's got a 92 relative strength. So, you know, this is actually very strong. Pretty good checklist. Let's look at the technicals on it. We're a little bit extended from the 21-day line. Let's take a look at this group because I want to see... You know, Group One Automotive is one of the big automobile wholesalers. I'm going to look at this whole group, kind of to see if we can find anything else in this group. So let me just see here. Let's see. Okay. So let me go to that. Let's see if this will. No, not letting me see it. Okay. Notice the indexes. All right. Well, I don't know what group number this is, but yeah, this is definitely it's viable. I probably wouldn't be buying in the automobile sector though. I just wouldn't buy in the sector right now because I just think that right now Tesla is the leader. This last quarter, Tesla outsold everybody else. And of course they don't have any dealers. So I would be a little bit careful about Group One Automotive. It does look good. The chart looks really good, but I would be seriously careful about it right here. I just think at this level, you know, we could be in a problem. Okay. Also Sarah, we talked a little bit about NVIDIA. I think it's viable. I think NVIDIA is viable here, and let's take a look at the chart so that we can see. I think the place to buy NVIDIA is at the 21, is at the 10-day line, and we've pulled back to the 10-day line. We did this gap up. This is the tremendous gap up, and then we came up to 400. We got resistance. We pulled back. I think we're going to get support at the 10-day line. Currently, the 10-day line is we're just below it at 379. Here's what I would do: try to set a limit order for 375. See if you can pick up some there. That would be a good place probably to buy it. We are still a little bit above the 21-day line, so it's a little bit extended, not much. So I would try to buy it at about 375. That's where I would buy it. And I think you can put a limit order. I'm going to be putting a limit order in tonight on this one too, but I still want to get it pulled back a little bit more to about 375. I'll show you it's basically right at the 10-day line. So 375 is where it is right now. I think it could pop very nicely tomorrow. So that's what I'd look to do here. SMCI. Let's see. SMCI. Let's take a look at that one. All right. Supermicro, another great company, by the way. Again, this had a nice gap up. Part of the reason Supermicro is getting so much play is because the demand for server blades is just going through the roof. And a lot of these companies use Supermicro to build out their data center. So the data center, you know, the data center revolution isn't finished yet by a long shot. So they're selling a lot of these blades for the build out of data centers. So that's really kind of what's driving this, the cloud build out, which is still going on. Look at that, 99 relative strength on the relative strength. That's very good. We're a little extended here. So again, here's the problem. We're 25% above the 21-day line. We want to be closer to that 21-day line before we buy. So really, I just think you got to wait on this one. I think you just got to watch list this one. This is what's so hard about buying is, you know, when to buy. So you know the right stocks, but the question is when to buy. But I think you have to watch list. You know, this is extended. So watch list for now. I think it's kind of really what you got to do here. You got to really... you know, this is Supermicro has extended, so watch list it for now. See if you can, get back there. Okay, so that's how I would handle it. All right, we're almost out of time, and hopefully, I'm going to get this thing rolling. Let's take some more questions from. We did Palantir Technicals. And I'm going to try to see if I can do hopefully next time I'm going to get a stream key and I can stream it all from one source, but that's not happening right now. So I will be back tomorrow. One thing, if you could, I always ask everyone to help me out here because it really does help. If you could smash that like button, that really helps us. That like button, not the small smash, but the big smash. We get two smashing of the like buttons. We're just smashing that like button. So please smash the like button. Really, really appreciate it here. And of course, if you're watching on TikTok, you can watch the whole thing on YouTube. So just go on over to YouTube. It's on Dallas Trading Floor is the URL. So great. I will be back tomorrow, everybody. Thanks again so much. Let's see if I got everybody taken care of. So basically tomorrow, well, let's do one last question. This is from EXPE, and let's see where the entry price is on this one. EXPE. We'll look at the chart on this one too. So this one, okay. This one is very, it's very, very, this is Expedia Traveler. Yeah, I don't know about this. This is pretty far above the 21-day line. No real base pattern here. 10% above that. I would avoid this one. I would avoid Expedia. Yeah, I'd avoid this. It's just too volatile right now. Okay, well, thanks everybody. I'll be back tomorrow at 5, hopefully with better technicals here, better stuff on the show, and hopefully I will be back. So till then, everybody, happy trading.